Oh my gosh, we're back again.
Guess who is back? Back again.
Dude, is this Junior and Marcus season two?
Janiak and Marcus. Tell a friend.
Tell your friends, please. We're back.
Tell your friends, everybody. We're back.
It's Brittany.
It's Brittany Benedict Cumberbatch. It's so good to be back. Oh my gosh. We got a new room. We got everything. And you know what? You know what's great? You know what's great to do when you're hanging out with your best friend and it's like, hey, yo, movie time. Eh, movie. Yeah, let's watch a movie. You know what's a great movie for best friends to watch?
What?
Rush Hour.
Yeah.
But you know what else? Yeah, we watched Rush Hour yesterday.
That was good.
We watched Rush Hour yesterday.
Good time, man.
Yeah, but today we finally got around to watching a movie we've been suggested quite a bit, and the movie is called Turning Red. So
good job. I almost called it the wrong name.
Were you going to say Seeing Red? I keep wanting to say Seeing Red. It's that episode of Buffy where spoilers. So Turning Red is a movie about a middle schooler going through puberty.
Good synopsis.
I'm Junior.
And I'm Marcus.
Don't you hate when you turn into a red panda? Am I right, ladies?
Don't you remember on May 25th, 2002, when a red panda came through and destroyed the Sky Dome?
The Sky Dome? Yeah. Okay, let's talk about it. First of all, this movie takes place in Toronto.
Let's go. Yeah. Toronto. Six side. Let's go. Hey, Raptors.
For those who don't know, Marcus. Marcus, you grew up in Toronto.
Bro, I still grew up in Toronto.
This is your home, bro.
I'm growing up. I'm turning up in Toronto.
You're turning red in Toronto.
Turning red in Toronto.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
It's pretty wild seeing a movie that takes place in a place you're familiar with. Because, like, okay, for those who also don't know, I'm not from here. I'm from out of town. Okay. What is it? There's uptown, downtown, and out of town. Yeah, I'm out of town. I'm not from here.
He's on, like, the edge of town. He's not even from the city.
You can see the ocean. You can see the lake.
Yeah.
Lake Ontario from where I live. Yes. But, not from where I live,
okay,
but like my
funny.
Neighborhood.
It's funny because I can also see Lake Ontario, but
that's
you
true.
Can see a different part of Lake
yeah.
Ontario.
If I look really far, we could. If you stood at your end and I stood at my end,
we could see each other.
We could see each other. Oh my gosh. But yeah, you know, okay. Right off the bat, before we get into the synopsis and all that stuff, we're breaking rules here at Junior and Marcus. All right, we're back with season two.
Season two
is usually where shows get their footing and they kind of get an understanding for what they want to be.
Yeah.
There won't be a YouTube edit for this one, so all you guys, gals, people, and pals who are waiting for Junior and Marcus, we're back. And hopefully we can do this more frequently.
Yeah.
Send your requests to Discord.
We don't know what to watch.
Yeah. I could probably still pull it out of YouTube. I'll put it out on everything. Twitter.
Flatter.
Yeah, that's what it is, eh? Okay. So, right off the bat, yeah. So, the only other movie I can think of right off the top of my head is Scott Pilgrim. And there were a lot of Scott Pilgrim vibes in this.
Yeah, big Scott Pilgrim vibes in this movie.
Yeah, in this movie. And what was so great about how this movie, you know, talking about Scott Pilgrim, it felt like a comic book, this movie, and like
graphic novel, honestly.
Right. Or I even said like a strip comic you'd see in a newspaper or something. Mm-hmm. But the animation is so just not the standard that Pixar usually does. Like we watched Encanto a couple months ago.
Yes,
and Encanto was pretty good. I'm trying to think of all the different ways I can say Encanto. But yeah, just to tick everyone off. Yeah, Encanto.
Encanto.
Yeah.
Encanto.
Encanto. Yeah. Yeah. So it's pretty funny because like I really enjoyed Encanto and you did too, right?
Encanto was really fun.
Yeah.
There are songs that are still stuck with me.
And I was thinking, oh man, like Turning Red, it's like, it's probably going to be like, all right. It's probably going to be like, oh yeah, the new Disney movie and like the kids love it and like everyone wants us to watch it. Okay, whatever. I like this movie better.
This movie was so good.
Yeah.
This movie
is
actually peak.
We're not bashing Encanto. Encanto's really good. It's just, this movie was such a vibe, bro.
Yeah,
like everything, the whole first act just hooked us in, bro.
So good.
It just hooked us in.
Oh my gosh. Like what I said was I really like Encanto as a musical. It's a good movie too, but it's a good musical movie, like movie musical.
Mm.
Whereas Turning Red is a good movie.
It's
just like a good solid film.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and it's cool. Power of Friendship. It's the first movie back with Junior and Marcus. I thought it was pretty dope.
Yeah. It's literally, yo, the homies are like the key, bro.
Yeah. You know, this is a good movie. This was a good movie.
Solid movie, man.
So speaking of first act, we get to our first act, and right away, we are introduced to our protagonist, Maylin Lee. Mm.
Did you write her last name down?
I only wrote May.
Oh, Lord. I think it's Maylin Lee.
Hang on. Wait. Maylin Lee. And then I'll just edit.
Excellent. Sounds good.
And May is, May for short. And May.
Sometimes May.
Yeah, sometimes May.
Your mom's also named May.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, we're being introduced to May, and she's like, you know, I'm not like the other girls. I play Tamagotchi and flute, and I can do a cartwheel.
I'm a little bit quirky.
I'm a little bit, like, hip.
Also, I'm in grade 8.
And it's 2002.
April
and
2002.
I take the TTC, I play the flute, I'm good at everything, but I'm my own person. With no power comes no responsibility.
Hold up, wait a second.
What?
I just realized that in 2002, the TTC said, hey, at 13, you get an adult pass. Like, you got to pay for a whole adult pass.
That is
pass.
True. Huh.
Like, that's why she said, I'm an adult because I'm 13.
Yeah,
that's
and she has the TTC.
Bro,
that's really
TTC
funny.
She was scamming, and they still are.
Yeah, that hasn't changed.
That's wild.
Again, expect some Canadianisms in this
so
little
good.
Podcast.
I love this
because
movie.
We can tell you things about what's going on here.
The movie's great.
The Sky Dome, that's not a Sky Dome anymore.
It's
the Rogers
Center.
but yeah, so May's like, you know, walking down the street, someone new to meet, and then she goes to school. Acting like a tool, and she runs into her friends, you know, all the way to the end of the movie.
Oh, yeah. What are her friends' names?
Miriam.
Yeah.
Priya and Abby.
Abby.
Miriam, the... You know, okay, maybe I should say this. Going into this movie, like, seeing, like, promotional material, because all I really saw was, like, images, right, or stills.
I didn't know anything. I knew that there were red panda motifs in it.
Right.
I didn't even know that. When I saw the red panda mascot, I was just like, "Oh, it's a mascot." I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, that's really funny then.
Yeah.
Okay, so for me, right, during one of my Twitch streams, follow me, twitch.tv/JaniacJr. On my Twitch stream, right, they asked me when I did a reaction to watch the trailer.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I knew the plot. You know, I feel like you can't avoid the red panda because of, like, it literally on Disney Plus, it's, like, right there on, like, front and center. But, you know, would have been interesting going into this movie just completely blind.
Yes.
Like, that must have been an interesting experience for you.
I know what was going on.
I have no idea.
I'm like, oh, yeah, this is the movie with the red panda thing that I've been seeing on Disney Plus every now and again.
Yeah, you know,
what does the red panda have to do with it? I don't know.
I wasn't expecting the boy band to be, like, the plot. Like, we got to go to this concert. Like, that's also really interesting, right?
I thought they would have more to do with the movie. Because, like, in promotion stuff that I've seen, or, like, in stuff that I've seen in, like social media, they're always talking about the boy band.
Yeah,
the boy band is such a big thing.
Leave it to the social media to, like, take this really small thing and just stretch it, like, oh. But, yeah, okay, the May's friends, I thought they were going to get a bigger role because they have their own personalities, kinda. Yeah, like, Abby's, like, really extreme. Miriam's, like, pretty tame. She's, if anything, Miriam's the rebel in the group. She's like very much like, you should do this, and she's the skater girl.
But she's also level-headed. It's interesting.
I know. Yeah, because she's pretty much the leader.
Yeah, because there's a point where, like, they're pretty in deep, and she's like, you know what, you're like, you don't have to do this if you don't want to or whatever. It's like, we're totally fine. And then when it's like, it's all like, if one of us can't go, then we all shouldn't go. And she's like, all of them are, like, out here self-sacrificing, and she's the only one that's level-headed. It's like, nah, we'll just
go.
Just hang out, you know?
Like, yeah. I thought they were going to get more to do.
Yes.
Because, yeah, they're always together. There was never, like, and I mean, either with this kind of plot where you got the family, you got May's family, it makes more sense to just focus on her instead of, like, you know, here's all my friends. But, I was expecting, like, going into this movie, I'm like, maybe there's one of them going to be like, that one's my favorite. But it's like, Like, yeah, I mean, there's not enough. Priya's like the kind of like gothic one.
Really,
yeah, right. They really are. Even just the way their faces are. Yeah, where
Abby's.
Yeah.
Abby's
no, but even Priya, her face doesn't really change much.
At all.
Yeah. Which, like, I mean, great character design. They're easily, like, recognizable.
Yeah, you said at the start, red, blue.
Oh, yeah, even their color schemes. Yellow,
yeah.
Yeah, they don't change that.
At all.
I think at the concert they do, but that's it.
Do they?
I don't remember.
I don't think they do.
Do they not? Okay. But, yeah, Miriam wears red, Priya wears yellow, and Abby wears purple and, like, pink. Abby speaks Korean at one point.
Yeah.
That was interesting. Or I think, no, a couple points, I think. But yeah, that was interesting. But yeah, they're
I get it. The multiculturalism of Toronto.
Yeah,
that's
in 2002.
Why everybody was a.
But we
awesome.
Don't talk about black people. No.
That's actually true. That's so true.
Why was there no. Like, come on, bro.
Like, there was the I mean,
bro, you got two Asians?
Yeah, that guy was the lead singer.
I guess Tyler. He's biracial.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, Tyler's the bully character, and he's the bully character.
Yeah, that's about it.
Like, it just turns out that he actually likes this band, but he never said that he didn't like the boy band. It's just we all just assumed, right?
He wouldn't, yeah.
And, you know, kind of fast-forwarding, I love that once they're at the concert together, just all the negative, like, things they've been through the entire movie, just gone. Like, it doesn't matter. We're all here for the same thing.
We're all here to party. Eh?
Yeah.
It's like, that's concert vibes, though. Everybody's your friend at a concert. You're all homies. It's wild. Except for the guys that are trying to, like, kill you. Because, like, you know.
Kill you, or if you're a girl trying to cop a feel.
Yeah,
like,
you know. Yeah. It's weird. It's weird.
Or if you're a guy trying to cop a feel.
Honestly.
Oh, why'd you grab a ball? Jim, that's not. It's not. What do you mean? Shawn Mendes was singing a good song about ball grabbing.
I love that song. It totally gets me in the mood to grab your.
We don't need to be ordinary. Grab your homie's balls. Okay, I said there were going to be some Canadianisms in this one.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So yeah. And then she meets with her friends. Her friends, they go to Daisy Mart.
Yeah.
Which is
a corner store. It's a corner store. It's weird because is Daisy Mart a chain?
I don't know. That's a Canadian thing,
It's a Canadian thing. Daisy Mart is a Canadian thing, but is it a chain, bro?
I don't know. I'd have to look that
They're
one
everywhere.
Up. They are, though. So you see Daisy Mart, you see the TTC, you see CN Tower. So they go to the Daisy Mart because there's this guy that her friends really like. And, you know, I guess at this point, I'd wonder, like, so are her friends slightly older than her? They've already been through puberty, right? Because I believe Priya mentions already having pads and bringing extras for May. So I guess the other girls know. But, okay, and then that's the other question. So this whole movie is supposed to be, like, symbolic of, like, a girl going through her period for the first time, right? Like
puberty and stuff.
Yeah. Is she also going through her period while also being the Red Panda? Or is it just... Is the Red Panda solely symbolic? Well, it can't be because they destroyed the Sky Dome.
It's not symbolic.
It's not just symbolic.
It's not symbolic.
It's literally happening. But, like, is she also going through her period?
She could
How funny would that be?
That'd be rough.
If they, like, really, though, like...
It's like,
but it's like, yo, you can cure this. You can cure this? Well, only the panda thing. the other part? Nah, fam. That's the rest of your life.
It's like, I brought you the pads, and she gets really mad, and she leaves, but then she comes back and grabs the pads.
Yeah.
She's like, no,
she actually is. So, yeah, I was saying, this whole movie's animation is really different. There's a lot of imagined spots, a lot of cutaway gags. And
lots
it's,
of anime
it's really
eyes.
Good. Yes, yes.
Lots of anime eyes.
Very detailed. I mentioned how this could be 2D, but it's in 3D. And in many certain scenes, like very specific scenes, it looks 2D, and it's like really neat. I thought just everything about this, it doesn't feel like a Disney movie.
Yeah.
And I said that like right away. It's like, this is so different.
We kept saying that over and over
like,
again.
Wow, Disney did this?
Like a Disney movie.
Yeah, man. This is like way back when they did like Pocahontas and Lion King. They gave Lion King to the B studio. Think about that for a second. No one talks about Pocahontas anymore.
No.
But Lion King, that was the B studio. That was the B team. But anyway, this was really good. So then what happens is they see that boy.
Devin.
Devin. Nice. Thank you. I didn't
write remember. His name.
What for? He was irrelevant.
What are you talking about? There's a whole scene where she's like, Devin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's like, yeah, okay.
Devin!
We'll get to that.
Devin!
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. So, yeah. Their friends are like, yo, isn't he hot? And then May's like, what? Yeah, no.
Nah, I don't really get it.
Yeah, I don't see what you girls are seeing.
But Fortown, though.
Yeah, Fortown's great. So then they start singing some Fortown songs. And then it's like, May, remember we're going to, we want to see a, yeah, karaoke. And then May's like, I would love to, but I have to do chores. I got to clean up the dojo.
It's cleaning day. Or,
yeah, the temple.
It's not a dojo. It was cleaning day. That's what she said. And then their friends are like, it's always cleaning day.
Yeah, and that's why we never see you, May. What the heck? And it's like, look, I got responsibilities, okay? I know I said no power, no responsibilities. I lied. So what happens on her way there, she starts narrating and talking. I'm like, yo, this movie did not need narration. But anyway, and it like hardly happens. It's so sparse. Yes. It's like the beginning and then the end. But and she's like, look, I know I said I was my own person, but I do have to do stuff. And it's like, okay, she's clearly... You know, she wants to be the perfect daughter for her mother. And what I also think is interesting about that is she convinces herself that she enjoys that.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I love cleaning. Like, this is great. Like, we got to do this and this and this. It's like, oh, that's interesting. So she doesn't, it's not like, oh, it's such a drag. It's like, no, like, this is what I think is good because this is all I know.
Yeah.
Right? So then it was funny. When she was leaving and she goes to the temple, her mom's like, where have you been? It's been 10 minutes. You're 10 minutes late. We have to clean up. And Marcus was like, 2002 Toronto, gang violence is crazy,
bro. Gang violence is on the rise.
I almost got robbed, bro.
Some guy pulled the gun out on a homeless man. It was wild. Hey, he didn't have any money on him. I don't know what he was trying to do. And anyways, like, I got here, didn't I, Mom? Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. You know, 10 minutes ain't no thing.
Marcus mentioned that Broadview... Yeah. There's a jail near there.
Yeah, there's a jail.
So go on about that.
Right. So there's two Chinatowns, like areas, Chinese areas in Toronto, right? One of them's near Broadview and the other one is like a little bit further, even sketchier part of town, honestly. But this one is near the one the movie's set up by is near the jail by Broadview. So I'm like, man, you know, 10 minutes, Mom. You're lucky it was like an hour.
I even showed
You're lucky I'm home. Like, tell me you love me. Tell me you miss me, please.
Mom.
I saw
was red. I was seeing nothing but red.
I saw three crackheads at the back of the ATC on my way home.
Mom, it's 2002. I almost got SARS. So at the temple, while they're cleaning, these kids start graffitiing the number 6 on the temple.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, that was funny, too, because, like, Toronto wasn't called the 6 until, like, much later in the 2000s.
Maybe.
Like, much later.
Man, what if these kids,
what if that
these
was young
kids.
What if that was young Drake right there out here spraying? It's like, I'm going to call this is going to be my city soon. This is me naming it.
Better start early. Anyway, where's the script for Degrassi? So what happens is after they clean the panda.
The what?
The panda.
So they clean the temple.
They clean the temple, and then the mom says, yo, you know, we respect each other and our ancestors, and the daughters, someone's talking, and it's like, yeah, our ancestors were great. It's like, and not just the men, by the way, right? We honor all the women, and then the mom's like, especially this woman, because
they opened the temple. And
yeah, publicly.
Tours.
Exactly. Yes. They're doing tours. Thank you. Tours. Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
It came to me, but I was like, I'll just keep going. I'm already talking.
You're just going to get there at the end, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought so.
I could edit this. I'll say, watch this. So they had. So at the temple, they start touring. No, the reason they're talking about the ancestors is because people are touring at the temple. Right, Marcus?
That's right, Junior.
That's how I said it.
Good job. I know that's how you said it.
Yeah, man, they know.
I'd never questioned
so,
you.
So, yeah. And then what happens is they go inside, and the mom and the daughter, May, the two Mays, they're like, yo, this show we're watching, that guy could do better than that girl. And it's like, yeah, and it's, or no, no. Wait, yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Exactly.
And it's like, yeah, and it's like, gee, wow, yeah.
It's like a Chinese soap opera.
Yeah, and then what happens is the on that same station, I guess they changed the station, and then on Much Music.
Yeah, it was like a Much Music. So what happened was, I'm guessing they were watching a Chinese soap opera on like a Chinese-Canadian television show.
But
right?
Bro, we know what channel that is. Wasn't that channel 36?
Oh.
Do you remember there being a specific channel?
Yeah.
That only ever played?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was a I'm pretty sure it was 36.
I think it was 36.
It was like 36 or like
so
16.
So they're watching it on that, right? It's like a Canadian-Chinese, like, fusion show, like where they show Chinese shows for Canadians, right? And then there's an ad that is sponsored by Much Music. Yeah. It's like, there's a little Much Music logo. It's like a little, like, we're not Much Music, but we're kind of Much Music.
Yeah, we couldn't get the rights to this
one. Exactly. Right? It pops up and it's like, 4Town coming to Toronto. It's going to be crazy. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. And then May is like, yo, I love these guys. And the mom's like, what? What? Look at these delinquents and all that gyrating. It's like, oh, well, oh. So then May goes to her room.
Yeah.
After a long day. And then she's like, is she supposed to be studying? And she's drawing on her little notepad.
Yeah.
And she draws a picture of Devin with his hat, which is why that's very important. Devin wears a hat.
He does wear a hat.
And she draws the hat on him.
Bucket hat.
And she's drawing, and it's like a picture of Devin. And then she's like, well, I guess he's okay. And she's like still drawing him. It's like, yeah, I mean, like his eyes are okay. It's like that she draws abs on him. And then she looks at it. And then she grabs the book. And she starts shuffling over to her bed, and she...
Then she starts really drawing, you know?
She starts... she goes under her bed and starts drawing, and
honestly, it's so funny watching this, because I imagine that's how adult illustrators start. That's where they begin, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's just, like, there's, like, this feeling of, like, I can do this.
I could draw things that will turn me on.
Yeah. And then they just keep doing it.
Yeah. But yeah.
It's been a different movie.
Very. She just starts. That's how they make money. She sells
oh,
Rule 34.
No. Oh, no.
But yeah. It's pretty wild. So then her mom stumbles in. And then she's like, oh, no, mom, don't open the door. I'm washing my hair. So then what happens is she like fumbles around and jumps on her bed, and then the mom goes in and it's like, hey, what's up, May? And then May's like,
eyes are really wide.
Yeah, and it's like, don't look at the book. Don't look at the notebook.
Don't look down.
And she glances. So then of course the mom looks down. It's like, oh, your notebook. And then it's like, no, mom, don't do it.
So
yeah. And then the mom opens it and sees all the drawings, and it's like, what is this? And she even holds it sideways, which is why I'm like, this is very...
Oh, yeah, she was drawing.
You know what she was doing.
You know what she was drawing. So, and then there's a picture of Devin, like, caressing May. And then the mom's all like, did he do this to you?
Did he do these things to you? And then it's like, that hat, is this that boy from the Daisy Mart? So then what the mom does is, like, insane.
Yeah.
And, like, just you feel the embarrassment.
100%.
The mom goes to Daisy Mart right then and there and shows, like, okay, and, like, tells off Devin. It's like, how could you do this to my daughter? How old are you?
Yeah.
And it's like, what did he say, 17?
17.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, preposterous. You can't be doing this to such a young girl. This is messed up, blah, 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 blah. And everyone is seeing,
they're all
like,
seeing
all
it.
The students, you know, because everyone just chills at Daisy Mart at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And, yeah, all the students, that's the weirdest thing about that scene. Why are all the kids there?
Daisy Mart?
Daisy Mart.
It's really late.
Is there no Daisy Mart? That's where no one hangs out there.
Yeah, that's...
What are the eating center, kids?
If you're hanging out at Daisy Mart at that age, like at 13, like, yo... you're expecting somebody to get shot or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's a bad.
They're expecting a bag, bro.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Like, it's
they robbing the store.
Yeah.
You know they're robbing the store, right? You know Tyler was up in there with like three chip bags up under his.
All
belt.
Right. None of us can pay for that Four Town concert. I got an idea. We're all going to go to the Daisy Bar. Like, that's the hidden plot that's like behind the scenes no one's talking about. What were they all doing there? So anyway, the mom throws the notebook pages, because she tore them up earlier, on the table, and everyone there sees that that's what May was drawing. Yeah. And it's like
Tyler.
Yeah, and they're all laughing at her, and she like runs home and cries, and then the mom's like, you go to your room, and then it's like, oh, how could you do this? You're why was I drawing these disgusting things? And
oh, May saying this to herself.
Yeah, May saying that. And then she like looks in the mirror, slaps her face and all that stuff, and goes to sleep after crying into a pillow. A lot happens. And then she goes to sleep.
Oh, she
does
has
she have a dream?
Yeah, she has a dream about red pandas, and it's like really, really
different. Oh, like the really surreal, like it's Willy Wonka there, tunnel
yeah.
scene.
Yeah.
Where like there's like a fish flop.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
a mermaid.
Yeah, there's Devin's a mermaid. It's really weird. It's a you know what? It's a dream. I get it.
I was saying, like, what's the? I was saying, like, what's the opposite of a wet dream? Like,
oh yeah,
a dry nightmare.
It was a very dry nightmare. Four Town was like a bunch of flowers.
Yep,
it was really strange.
So then, May turns into a red panda when she wakes up in the next morning.
Yeah,
and she's a giant red panda, and she's having her period. So then, okay.
May is a giant red panda.
Yeah.
And she goes back. She sees herself in the mirror, and then she goes into her room after screaming, and her parents are like, what's going on? And she figures out how to calm herself down. She like combs her hair, and she gets zen. She's like, and then she turns back into a human.
Yep. And
her hair is red, though.
Yeah. She learns that that's how to control her power. She can't show any extreme emotion. The dad is eating Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
And like,
it's
at the table. Also, that's how they start their morning.
Always fresh.
Yeah.
Always Tim Hortons.
Yeah. Okay. But, yeah, it wouldn't be Canadian if there was no Tim Hortons. I think like Scott Pilgrim did one. It was pizza.
Yes.
Where it's like that only exists here.
Yep.
It's cardboard tasting pizza. Yep. I love it, 'cause I grew up with it, but when Marcus told me, I get it. It's not good.
So
it's not good, guys.
Bro, everyone knows that it's bad.
Yeah, but we all, like, everyone eats it, though.
Yep. No,
that's what's
wrong.
So funny about it.
You're not wrong. Everyone knows that it's bad. But
nah, fam, I love it. Yeah, no, legit, I will admit that. It's like, it's the weirdest thing.
It's a strange, like.
If ever you're in Canada, try pizza.
Their crust has brainwash in it, and it makes them copium.
Yeah, it's true, though. So, yeah, what happens is, the mom realizes what's going on, because she hears all this noise, and it's like, oh, this shouldn't be happening right now. So then it's so soon, she's so young. So then it's like, hey, I have all these pads. This is the scene that's going to get this movie canceled in some places. But hey, who cares? You know, the realism.
Yeah.
Why can't we tell kids that people, you know,
yeah,
people pee-pee, they poo-poo, they bleed.
Well, you know what? We don't have to talk about the other one.
Yeah, okay.
By the Lonely Island.
The mom brings the mom brings the
pads.
Yes, the pads to okay, so back to Lonely Island. Is it true that with women it's pee? What's your take on that, Mark?
What the hell?
What's your take on that?
I think scientifically it is.
It's pee.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Huh.
But I mean, it's not all, like, it's not all.
But you still do it, though, right?
Of course.
Okay. I'm glad we keep dap him up. I'm dapping him up.
Is this going in the podcast? Look, we don't do these episodes with Google on the side.
Exactly.
At hand. So it's I can't fact check.
No.
But I'm a girl once told, yo, what am I doing? A girl once told me that it was pee. It's like it's a different kind. You know Sprite?
You got regular Sprite, and then you got McDonald's Sprite. Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, I see your... Yeah. Ew, cherry is like the...
You got Sprite, and then you got... No, better yet. You got Mellow Yellow.
But mellow yellow tastes good.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying when I get say what you mellow mean. Yellow.
Yeah. It's that, it's...
You're not gonna, you don't want to drink it if it's mellow yellow, but if it's Sprite...
I mean, it's not even like you're drinking it. You're just, you're trying to, you're doing a job, yeah. You know? Like, it comes with the combo, you know? You ordered a, you know what I mean? You ordered some chicken nuggets, and, you know, you got a drink on the side. But for mellow yellow, you're just getting mellow yellow. It's just mellow yellow.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Perfect we're on the same page.
Yes. Season 2, baby.
Yeah, no, all I want to do is, like, if ever we do tangents or, like, in childhood stories, just do, like, make little small clips and post those on YouTube. Get them little animations.
Yeah.
And
like,
is it P, right?
Oh, my God.
Junior Marcus, is it P?
People will come to the podcast and be like, so, like, what?
Which episode?
About?
Which episode did these two chuckleheads decide to talk about pee? What's your favorite episode of Junior and Marcus?
You know, it's It's gotta be turning red. Golly.
Okay.
Golly.
So, anyway, May is an only child. All right, and we're back. May's an only child, which is important because if she wasn't, if she had like an older brother, I do not think this movie would go down the same way, right?
No,
yeah.
It wouldn't.
It's smart to make her an only child so that all the pressure is on her with like all the women in her family. So what happens is May finds out she's a big panda. Her mom doesn't know yet.
Not yet.
But then May goes to school.
Yes.
And
with a toque on.
Yes.
To cover up her red hair.
Yes, because the mom doesn't know yet.
A toque.
A toque, not a beanie.
A toque is what you American would call a beanie.
Well, there is a difference.
There is a difference.
There is. A toque is way thicker. When she's in the classroom, it's really funny because a student's like, what's with her? And Miriam's like, what's with her face?
Yeah. Immediate snapback.
I threw my notepad down and I'm just like, yeah.
Yep, he did do that. That was really funny.
What's with your face? Also, one thing, just real quick. The fashion in this movie is weird. It doesn't feel 2002-ish.
It's weird,
like,
yeah.
Like, what's her name? May wears a calculator watch, which was very 2000s.
Yeah, that's very 2002.
But, like, I don't know. I guess the flannel on Miriam works.
The flannel on Miriam works. The, like, the friends, the friend group, like, the main four, I can see them in 2002. Like,
sure,
I can see them. It's Tyler that stands out on this. Like, what's
Tyler
going
with his jersey.
On here?
Some of the background characters. There's like this goth girl.
Yeah.
The Abby wears overalls. Was that popular in the 2000s?
The overalls were still in. I remember actually getting a pair of overalls.
I do too. I do actually remember. Yeah, I hated them too. They were horrible.
Yeah.
Why did people wear that? So
I don't know, man.
What's with your face? What's with your fashion sense? So then what happens is May's mom, Miriam writes while class is going on, hey, your mom's outside, and passes it over to May. And it's like, what? My mom's outside. So then she looks outside and it's like that scene from Halloween.
Mike Myers is standing behind the tree, but it's her mom.
Yeah, but then
oh, I love this.
There's a guy, right?
I love this.
And he shows up and he's wearing a turban and he's wearing a whole suit, like a security man suit, one would say. And then what he does, it's like, hey, you're not allowed to be here. And then he like stops the mom from being there. And I said to Marcus, is like, oh, it's cool, like he's got a turban and everything. I'm like, bro, he's Sikh. And you're like, yeah, maybe. It's like, yeah, you know, he might be Sikh.
He could be Sikh.
He's probably Sikh.
Yeah.
So that makes him the security guard. Oh. Ah! Ah! Right off the dome. Right off the dome, baby.
So much.
Security guard.
So much. I hate you so much for that one. That was so funny.
I was trying to think of, like, so what can I say about this? I'm like... Because I'm like, you know, is there a
security
guard?
Gosh.
Yeah, and he follows her around through like,
he's
three
in the
times, like, right?
Great.
You showing up.
He's great. I love him. But he shows up and then stops May's mom, but she gets to the window.
Mm-hmm. And then May starts freaking out, and then she turns into the red panda, and the mom sees.
Yeah.
So then it's like, oh my gosh. And May started freaking out because the mom was showing the pads through the window. May starts freaking out, turns into a giant panda, and runs away. Mm-hmm. And on her way, while she's running, she runs past the Daisy Mart and sees Devin, and her foot starts tapping, and she goes, Awooga!
Awooga! And at that moment, me and Junior are like, well, that's a movie.
It's like they were writing this movie for us.
All of the jokes, every single joke.
It's stuff we would write.
Yeah, it's
it's just like, yeah.
The writers, they were doing some work, baby.
They really were. I was very, this movie works, man.
Yeah, man.
Movie came together. So then what happens is, May runs all the way home. The mom follows her. She takes off her heels and runs. And it's funny. She took off her heels. I'm like, she's going to throw it at her? They're like, oh, wait, no, you got to run. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So then she gets there at the temple, and then it's like, oh, man. And then the mom's like, okay, let me tell you a little something about our ancestry. It's like, yeah, way back when there was war going on, like actual proper war.
Like B.C.,
yeah, you know, there was a proper war going on. It's like our greatest grandmother, she made a deal with Satan. No, I'm not kidding. She made a deal with the spirit, and it's like, yo, whenever, let me turn into a red panda. And then the spirit answered her prayers, so then she could turn into a red panda to protect her village.
Yeah, her family.
Yeah, and then it's like, but that gift was passed down. And that blessing became a minor inconvenience. It's like what? And like, that is such a cool idea.
Yeah. I love it because it's just like a traditional Chinese like tale, right? Where it's all like, yeah, my ancestor had it and it passed down and blah, 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 blah.
It's like all the way to modern times.
All the way to modern. Like, there was no point where they were just like, maybe we can just like not pass this.
Yeah, can we undo this? Yeah, permanently.
No, they couldn't.
Yeah, it's hereditary.
It's hereditary. You're just stuck. Like, once you have a kid, it's gonna become a panda.
If it's a woman.
Yeah, if it's a woman. If it's, if it's a female, it will become a panda.
Which is hilarious.
For years and years, it's like, yeah, you're just gonna have to live with it. I mean, we could seal it away once you know, the red moon shows up, but otherwise.
You know what's really weird?
We got panda ladies in the world.
Okay, this just hit me like a brick. Mm-hmm. So the panda symbolism for, like, the period, right?
Correct.
Spoilers, but, I mean, you've seen the movie for listening to it. Maybe you haven't. So, okay, I won't spoil it because I do kind of want it to be a bit of a surprise. Let me just say, really, really big period, then, is the answer.
Oh.
Think about that.
Oh, yeah.
So, Because all of them, so are they all just bleeding? Like, this, okay, anyway, we'll get to that. But that's, because that is interesting, if that's, like, from a symbolic standpoint, what does that mean, right? Must be really heavy.
Yeah.
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 Wow. So, yeah.
It's just, wow.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, what happens is, May's like, well, this sucks. Like, I'm stuck like this. It's like, yeah, well, you got to learn how to control it. Don't give into it. We'll give you a new room. And then we're going to test you tomorrow on, like, how to control your feelings. And but then while she's in her room, her friends are there. It's like, May.
The homies pull up. They're like, hey, yo, May, what's going on, dog? Hey.
It's like, you kind of just left class.
Like, what you doing? I got you. Hey, I got your homework. I got you pads, too. Like, what's going on, May?
And then it's like, I want to be left alone. It's like, yeah, well, Fort Town's coming to Toronto. And then May peeks outside the window like, what? And they're like, ah! Because they see a giant red panda.
Yeah.
And it's like, then she grabs them. It's like, guys, you got to chill. So then they chill. And then it's like, yo, you're a panda? That's dope. How are you a panda?
Also, Abby's like, you're so filthy!
Yep. And then they all, like, they touch the panda. It's like, you're bleeding? Oh, let me touch your blood. Jesus. So then, remember that this is still symbolic, though it's literally happening. Try to remember that. With everything they do. So she just bled while falling into the Sky Dome. Think about that for a second. Anyway.
Well, actually, not only that, but she's controlling her bleeding because she's flying. She's using it to
jump from building to building. So anyway. It's a weird movie.
It's like the symbolism of it, it's like, it's symbolic that it's not.
Yeah, you gotta, you're willing suspension of disbelief. You really gotta put that, you know, maximum. Okay, so yeah, what ends up happening is, her friends are like, yo, you're panda, right? Pandon? Well, we're gonna help you panda off. So what happens is, it's like, she's like, I'm sad, guys. This sucks. And then Miriam starts beatboxing. It's like, boots and cats and boots and cats.
It's
and
literally boots and cats.
Yeah. And then Abby starts doing a little boo-doo-boo-doo-boo-boo-boo. And then Priya, what did Priya do?
She's just the voice, the vocals.
The vocals, yeah, the initial vocals. So then,
yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then they're singing one of the songs by Boyz II Men. I mean, NSYNC. I mean, Backstreet Boy. I mean.
We are the boys. We are the boys.
Boys in motion. Boys Who Cry. Yeah. Several times. Always.
What's the one from Kim Possible?
Quit playing games with my head. Yeah. I don't remember what the name was.
Me either.
Father! I want to go to the concert, father!
Quit playing games in my head.
No, Junior, you can't. You have to work on your evil laugh.
But I want to see the boys!
Father!
Oh, father!
Kim Possible was great.
It was a good show.
Great villains.
Yeah.
So yeah, what ends up happening is, they're singing the song, and then it's like, May, your turn. And then May sings the part of the song that she knows, and then they all start singing, and then May comes down. So then May realizes, yo, when I think about the people that I love.
The homies.
Yeah.
She loves many people, but the homies are what bring her back.
When I think about my friends, I stop being a panda. I stop bleeding when I think about my friends. Ain't life grand? So then what ends up happening is, she turns off the panda, and then they test her the next day with all the puppies and whatever the heck. Right, or kittens.
Kittens. It's a test to see her if she's able to keep her emotions in check.
Yes.
So it's like, will you go all crazy for all the cute kitties, or will you get all mad or sad about deforestation in the world?
Also, Abby punches her.
Oh yeah, Abby earlier literally socks
her in the face,
knocks her. Yo,
Abby hit me. She's pointing out her arm. Abby just punches her.
Clean, bro.
She felt
slugs.
Like she's happy about it too.
Yeah,
like I wanted to punch this shit. What's the matter?
Finally.
Oh sweet, really? All right. So friendship is awesome. So then what happens is after the tests and everything, May's like, all right, so now that we've done this test, there's something I want to ask you.
She does a whole slideshow presentation.
Off screen.
About how she should go to see Four Town for her parents.
And I love that it is a whole slideshow with the projector and everything, but we only see the tail end.
Yeah.
It's like, absolutely not. And then we see, like, just, and she has this whole set.
Bro, there's
little,
like,
props,
there's
and pamphlets.
Merch, bro. There's merch. That's
she prepared it. Like, you got to be really big if I want to sell this on my parents. So then, what happens is, it's like, yeah, well, no, you can't go.
It's $200. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, that's not why. The reason is because it's like, you know.
Well, that too.
This isn't for you. This is like, this is too mature.
Her mom also says.
And $200? Who do they think they are? Yeah. What happens is, after the mom says, yo, no, you can't go. May's like, I'm going to do it anyway, though. So then she ends up talking to her friends at, like, the next day at school. It's like, this sucks. My mom doesn't want me to go because it's inappropriate. And then Priya's like,
my mom doesn't want me to go because stripping? Oh.
No, that was Abby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Priya's reason was, what was Priya's reason?
I can't remember.
Huh.
I can't remember Priya's reason.
Yeah. Miriam said, it's like, they said I could go, but I'd have to make the money.
Yeah,
that's it's like, who has $200? Yeah. Abby's like, they said it's stripper music. And she's like, what's wrong with that? What was Priya's reason?
Yeah, I really actually don't like this band. You guys do.
Honestly, I was never a fan.
I didn't really want to spend the $200 anyway.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So then what ends up happening is, like, okay, girls, I got an idea. How about, like, F the rules, we'll just go. It's like, how are we going to make money? It's like, I got it, right? They're in the bathroom. Someone saw her in her panda form. And then it's like, yo, okay, why don't we just sell people spending time with me as a panda? If I just flaunt the panda around.
Then if people, I just whip my panda.
Yeah, and people will charge me. Like, no, I'll charge people. Sorry,
that's
the other
not
way around. I'll pay you to touch my panda.
See, that's no.
So she charges people to touch the panda. So what ends up happening is, except Tyler. except Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler. Yeah, he's actually exempt.
Yeah.
And there's like signs around the school saying no Tylers.
Yeah. So, and it was so funny because then you see like a montage of them getting money from everybody, and Marcus is like, "Yo, man, it's that old Toronto spirit."
Bro, it's that's the Toronto vibes right there. Yo, you find some way to hustle your one thing, bro. Yep. You just market your one thing until you make it.
It's Toronto, bro. These kids know what's up. Then they're in middle school. They're swindling middle schoolers.
Bro,
wait till college.
Yeah, my friend, bro. I remember back in middle school, he was selling Yu-Gi-Oh cards. He would, bro. And this is the rub. He would steal them from kids and then sell them back to the kid.
I knew one person who sold stuff, and what he sold were silly bands.
Yeah. Oh, I knew someone that did that too.
I knew a guy who sold them. And people bought them.
Same kid sold snapbacks.
Okay, that kid was hustler kid.
Yeah. he was my boy though. Still, always on that grind.
Wow.
Played a lot of Maple Story.
What is he doing now?
What is he doing now?
Man, could you imagine?
I think he was doing like real estate or whatever.
Oh, man. That's such an amazing origin story.
Yeah, right?
It's like when you were a kid, you were hustling.
I remember in middle school, he was all like, yeah, you know, Marcus, if you don't have lunch money, right? Or if you do have lunch money, just ask somebody for like 50 cents. You can accumulate, but.
Bro, he's telling
just
you.
Just put it away and then ask someone else
someone
for it.
Someone else
and
for
And just
it.
Accumulate
yeah.
more money. And the crazy thing is, he would do that, then he wouldn't buy lunch. He would just. He
he's
would,
just keeping the money.
He would just keep. It
that
was
kid.
All, it was
I don't
just
know if I
hustle.
Hate him or like
nah,
love
best.
This
you
guy.
Love him. You love him. He's the best because he was a great dude.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, so. These kids are swindling middle schoolers. And then you see that old school Canadian currency there, which is pretty neat. And then after they do all this, they're sitting on the bleachers and they find out that they're $100 short. Now, let's think about this real quick.
Okay.
The concert is $200.
Correct.
They're $100 short.
Correct.
But what they mean to say is their grand total is $800 collectively.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So they have $700 and they need 100.
Correct.
Yeah. I wish they don't need to because people can just do math. But at first, for like a split second, I was like, it's like, man, we're $100 short. And in my head, I was just like, I guess only half of y'all can go. But then they're like. Also, what did they do with the extra 100 that they had?
Oh, yeah.
Because they have $700.
Yeah.
Also, $700 from middle schoolers?
Bro, yo, they were... Junior, they came up with that plan end of April. It was around the end of April. And they had not the whole
like
month
two
to
weeks?
Make that.
Like 3 weeks,
About
maybe?
3 weeks yeah. to grind out all that money. They made merch. They were selling it for like 50 cents, $5, all that. Bro.
$700.
That's all to the same kids in the same
school. Yeah, that's the crazy part. It's not like they're different schools
they went
to.
They're not branching out.
It was the same school.
They're not branching
out,
bro.
Yeah, that's wild, bro.
Hey, how? Hey, as I said, it's that Toronto grind, baby.
Yeah, actually, though.
Sometimes you just pull. Hey.
You convince them they don't have the thing that they need.
I remember this one. I'll save it for childhood stories. Never mind.
So, yeah, They're like, yo, we're $100 short. We need more money. Then Tyler's onto the bleachers. And it's like, yo, what's up, Ty? And then it's like, okay, I know y'all hate me and all that, but I'll totally let you, I'll give you money to come to my birthday party because it's going to be there. It's going to be on Friday. Saturday is when the ceremony where I have to kill the demon is.
Yes.
On the 25th.
Yeah.
But it's like, yo.
The concert's on the 22nd, though.
It's the 25th.
Are we at the other part already?
18th is what you mean
oh,
18th, to say.
Yes.
Yeah, the concert's on the 18th is what Abby told them.
Yes.
So, yeah, the 25th is the ceremony to kill the red panda. I almost said dragon. the red panda. Could you imagine how different this would be if it was a dragon?
Insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
Dragon up!
Priya's parents told her that she can't go until she's 30.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
It's an age thing. That's interesting. So, yeah. And then what happens is Yeah, Tyler party, blah, 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 blah.
I'll give you the last $100. I'll give you $200. Heck, I don't care if you only need $100. Yep. I'll just give you all the money you want.
Yeah,
just
like,
please let me touch the panda's butt.
I love that he's like, yo, I want the panda at my birthday. And they're like, all right, but only if you give us $200. And he's just like, okay. So Tyler's parents are wealthy, obviously. Mm-hmm. They weren't even there at the party.
Nope.
They were until the end.
Yep.
And they tried to give him fizzy bubbly. So what happened though? Need more money. Tyler's birthday. Cha cha slide plays because at May. Her name's May, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I've been saying it all this time, and I forgot if it was May or Mai.
Oh.
So yeah, May.
Yeah.
She's like, yo. Mom, I gotta go for extracurriculars, which is what she's been saying.
My athletes,
but then
my friends,
her aunties show up,
and grandma,
because earlier the mom had a conversation with her mom, and
yeah, because when May was running home and as Red Panda form, apparently some news people caught a couple glimpses of her on TV, and grandma was all like, you don't seem to have this on your hand. I'm coming in,
which is very questionable because you're telling me that May's mom was a panda, a giant panda, and no one caught footage of that?
No.
You'd think there'd be, like, some sort of panda insurance. It's like, well, my car got destroyed because of that giant panda.
Yeah, no, it's wild because May's mother, as you're saying.
Yeah, like, in the past.
Yeah.
Like, in the 90s.
It's very crazy that no one has seen this one.
That's what I'm saying. How do you miss that?
Like all the other
pandas,
sure, but that one.
Maybe she didn't live in Toronto at the time.
They said it happened at the temple,
bro.
They said it happened at the temple.
So then that just doesn't make sense.
It just happened
at
the middle.
At some point in the 80s, like the 80s,
middle of Chinatown.
Yeah, giant panda. Maybe, that's weird.
Maybe everybody in Chinatown is, you know what, Men in Black.
Oh, it's the great legend. Like, they all knew. So, yeah. What happens is, because May is being, like, scolded or spoken to by her auntie and her grandma. Grandma.
Okay.
Grandma. What happens is, it's like, yo, I gotta go, Mom. It's important. And she's like, no, you gotta be here for family dinner. So then after that, May goes to her room. And then her mom stops her. And it's like, May, blah, 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 blah. And then the mom leaves. Then May's about to leave. And then the grandma stops her. And it's like, May, seriously, though, the thing your mom just said, allow me to reiterate it. It's very important
that you know this. Okay?
It's like, we get it.
Grandma,
we get it, movie.
Shut up. I'm going to the party.
Yeah. So then May goes out the window.
Yeah, she sneaks up, makes a dummy.
And she drops, like, a picture of her and her mom. And, so she sneaks out. She goes to Tyler's party and it's like,
at first she's
I'm gonna pretend not to be panda. I'm gonna wear a panda suit.
Yeah, and Tyler's all like, the heck is this? I pay you good money. I'm paying you $200 to show up as the panda, and you just ain't gonna be the panda? Yeah, what the heck? Come on.
And then she's like, and then her friends are like, yo, what are you doing? You're making us look bad. It's like peer pressure, man.
No, that's not what happens.
Do you want this money or not, May?
That would be funny, though. But the friends are all like, you know what? If you can't be the panda, that's fine. They're actually very understanding about the situation.
They are very understanding.
They're like, look, if one of us can't go, I won't go. It's like, no, I won't go. I'm Spartacus. The Miriams are like, you know that
we're
Spartacus
all Spartacus. You know what would have been funny, though? It's like Miriam's like, yo, May, you don't have to feel pressure to be the panda just for us so we can go to the concert. And Priya's like, yeah, you know what? It'd probably suck anyway. And Abby's like, what the F are you talking about? I'm going to see this concert. No.
Like, Abby's just...
No, give me the panda power.
Whole plot switch, yeah.
Abby's the villain. So then what happens is she pandas out. So, and then they have a party and everything's going okay. And then they're sitting on a roof, and everything's going fine.
Chilling.
Everything's fine. And then it's like, yeah. And then they're listening to the radio, and on the radio it's like, yo.
Fortown coming to Toronto on May 25th.
And then I love this shot because they're jumping. They're hugging and they're jumping. And then there's a very quick dung, right? Like a sound or like a chord that hits. And they freeze in air for like a split second. And then they land and then they turn around. And it's like... Yeah. It's like, Abby, you said it was April 18th. It's like, what? April 18th. And it's like, that's
Toledo. That's Toledo, Ohio, Abby. And then she says something in Korean. She's really upset.
Starts losing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, man, I love that they didn't double check.
Yeah.
No one double checked.
No, like, my favorite thing is that in movies like this, it's normally like, oh, you know what? The boy band is moving their date up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pushing their date up or whatever, right? And then it's like, now we have to do whatever, right? No, none of that happened. Date didn't change. No,
she just misread.
Abby just read it wrong.
Yeah.
And that's great.
That is great.
And it's not like they switched up on us.
Yeah, it's not contrived. It is contrived. But
it is,
it's not like randomly, we're changing our schedule.
It's not forced.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it works. It works. It is weird that they didn't double check, though. None of them, fans, didn't double check. Yeah, but
Mom comes.
What
through.
Happens? Not yet.
Oh.
What happens is May starts freaking out, so she turns into the panda because Tyler's been looking for her, and it's like, "Yo, I'm paying you to be here. People want more rides," and it's like, "You shut up, Tyler," and then he's like. What? No, it's my birthday. Everyone's laughing at me now. It's like, why don't you go back to your stupid temple with your crazy psycho mom? And then May loses it. And she goes down and mauls the kid.
Literally tries to kill the kid.
Yeah.
She's just going to kill the kid.
Yeah, he's all scratched up and stuff. And then the mom comes in seeing that. And then it's like, what is going on here?
You're not my daughter.
And then the Sikh officer, he shows the security. Why is he out of school?
Is he there? Yeah, I was gonna say he's not there. That'd be hilarious.
That'd be so funny. Yeah,
the security guard shows up. It's like, why are you at the party, my guy?
It's like I want to ride the panda too.
I see the kids riding on the panda all the time. I just wanted to ride one too, you know.
You know?
They think that I don't see them watching when I'm watching from the windows, but I see them.
He sees everything. Yeah. They say, seek and you shall find. Okay, I hope this movie gets a sequel.
It's good.
Get it? Sequel?
I hate you so much.
I can do this all day.
I can seek that.
But yeah, okay, so, what, play some of that music, what happens is, Bootylicious plays also earlier.
Yeah, Bootylicious does play.
And Priya, like, while they were stalling, Priya was playing charades, and she's, like, wiggling around, and the goth girl's like, your existence, your reality.
It's mortality.
Mortality, that's what it was.
Everyone's guessing weird stuff. It's like spaghetti, noodles, weird stuff.
Mortality.
Like mortality. Priya's like,
And then they dance when they dance. She dances with the goth girl.
Yeah.
Nothing comes of it, but
nothing.
They dance. I thought it was interesting. So then...
Mom shows
The mom finds May, and it's like, yo... You are grounded, and then...
How you gonna attack this little boy like that?
And then she's like, your friends are horrible influences on you. That's what it is. And it's like, you, white girl.
Quite literally.
You, Miriam. It's like, you're the worst of all of them. And it's like, all you girls, it was your idea, wasn't it? And then it's like, no, May, say something. And then May just turns her head, and it's like, yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself doing this to my daughter. So then...
Hoodlums.
Yeah. She takes May into the car, goes into the car, they drive away, but May dropped her Tamagotchi. Also, May had a Tamagotchi earlier.
This whole movie.
I think I mentioned it. Yeah, she wasn't taking care of it, but then all of a sudden, the thing was still alive for 3 weeks?
Yeah, it didn't die.
What?
Didn't die.
Maybe, I guess, off-screen she was taking care of it?
Must have been.
Ridiculous. You know how quick those things died? 24 hours. Done.
Yeah, you didn't have much time to miss.
Now, how funny, like, Tamagotchis, you could restart them, right?
Yeah,
you just
put
a pen in the back, right? How funny would it be if you couldn't? It's like a roguelike. Yeah, you gotta spend.
Nah. Big nope.
Big dope. I remember I had a long generation Tamagotchi stream. It was like 27 generations. Well, there's only like 27 days, to be honest. Mm. I make no, that's a little bit longer, but yeah, man. God, Tamagotchis are great.
Those are weird. But yeah, so party goes bad. Abby was wrong. Mom goes to party. Blah, blah, blah. Literally what I have written here. So then they go back to the temple and it's like, okay, now's the time for the ritual. So, okay. Time skips.
I guess the time skip is according to the fact that they're not friends anymore.
No. What it is, it's not even that time skips. It's just I forgot to establish that the thing was happening. So Tyler's birthday party is happening the day before the concert.
Oh.
No, wait, that wouldn't make sense, because no. Then the establishment of the 18th, huh, his birthday's on the 17th, concert is the 18th, is what they think.
They think.
But then it turns out it's the next week. So what, was there just a time skip that I just, like...
There is.
There is.
Yeah, there is. There
what
is,
happens it during it?
Nothing.
No, like, what do they show?
I don't remember.
Me neither.
I don't think.
Wow.
I really just think there's just a time skip, like she's just, like, sad.
Bro. Yeah, there's just a time skip.
Yeah, there really is just a time skip.
Huh.
And you're supposed to interpret that.
Yeah, because I just have ritual written here. It's like, because, yeah, so we just get to the part.
The next scene, they're doing the ritual. Well, no, they're not doing the ritual. The next scene is actually the girls going to the concert with the little box of money.
No. It's the dad finding the camera.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then he's like, did you record this? And it's like, yeah. It was me with my friends. It's like, oh, wow, well, you look like you really enjoyed spending time with your friends, don't you think? It's like, yeah, but it doesn't matter because I got to do this ritual thing and blah, 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 blah. It's like, you know, your mom's mom didn't approve of me. It's like, geez, Dad, make it about you. Why don't she?
No, not only that, but your mother was a giant panda. Yeah, she was pretty big and fierce. And that's it. Your mom didn't approve of me and she attacked your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Your grandmother didn't approve of me. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy, like, right?
Yeah. Wow. She was huge. She was pretty big. Should have seen her.
Big as a house.
Yeah.
Just a house.
Just one or two houses.
One or two. A couple of houses. I don't know.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's not too bad.
What happens is Mr. What was his name? He's like, yeah, so this ritual. Man? No. This ritual happens, right? Where basically we have to sing a song. And it's like, what are they saying? And it's like, oh, it doesn't matter what you sing.
Yeah,
it can be any song, really.
Just has some, like, old.
Yeah, she's just very old school, yeah. Very traditional.
You know,
but
dance.
You can sing any song you want, yeah. But as long as it's, like, you know.
To the beat.
Yeah, basically. So they start the ritual, and Miriam gives the money. How many tickets are y'all getting? And it's like, I guess we're getting 3. But we still have $100 left. What are we going to do with that extra hundo? Huh?
Maybe that's how they that's how they got Fortown to sing.
They paid them. That would have been funny. Bro, that would have been so funny if, yeah. Because at the end of the movie, I was even saying, like, yo, why are they still here? Like, the boy band. They slipped them the 100. Like, no, we're not singing what you're saying. It's like... quit playing games.
Well, we weren't gonna get anything since everybody's dead, so
yeah, the whole audience is dead. So they do the ritual, and then the shaman guy, the shaman king,
he
gets Lionel's sword, thunder, yeah. Thunder, and then
literally
it has,
Lionel's
yeah,
sword.
It has the gem. So then what's her face? May goes into the shadow realm. And then she sees the bamboo sticks from Sifu.
Literally the first boss in Sifu.
Yep.
It's weird.
And then it's like she sees her ancestor great-grandmother, and it's like, walk through this portal. And then if you walk through the portal, like while Mei is walking through the portal, the panda part of her is leaving. And then she's going through the portal, and then in the real world, it's like, yeah, keep going. She's going through the portal, and it's like, yeah, keep going. She's going through the portal, and then she looks back and sees the panda, and the panda's like... Like it's like
don't
sad.
Don't you do this? Don't
like,
you
do, don't
this, to
do
me.
This to me? Please.
Don't you cut me off, baby? And you know we have fun together. You know everybody likes you better when you can. you don't want to lose this. Yeah.
You are nothing without me.
Literally.
How'd you get those concert ticket monies, huh? So anyway, yeah. She looks back and she changes her mind. So then she like goes back to the real world as a panda, and they're like, oh no, we got to do the ritual again. We messed up. And then May's like,
nah, I'm a panda now. I'm a free woman.
For the rest of my life.
My body, my choice. My panda, my choice.
Yeah. All so right? Then all of them try to stop her, and then she breaks away, and she's like, no, I'm going to the concert. And she, like, jumps and then, like,
also lands. When she breaks away, her mom's necklace cracks a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, her mom falls, just and the necklace bit. That she wears all the time that she clearly says holds the panda at bay. She just wears that all the time.
Yep, it's always
Why
there.
Would you keep that? Why do they keep it on them? Like, all of them keep it on them. That's the funny part.
Yeah.
Or else that whole finale couldn't happen. Mm-hmm. Why?
It's a good question.
Yeah, makes no sense. So anyway,
it's not explained.
They just wear this demon force. I guess it's in case they need to
you
transform.
Have to keep the demon close to you.
You know what's also weird? Mm. Wasn't it? You can only do the ritual once.
It's on a red moon.
Oh, as long as there's a red moon.
Yeah,
gotcha.
During the movie, like, the red moon is always...
It's still... Right. Okay.
So that's why they had to pull her in. That's why they gave him...
Something. Yeah, the reason I was asking if it was only once is because they all end up just undoing it.
Yeah.
But, anyway. Yeah, the mom's thing breaks, and it's like, yeah, so then while May is leaving, she's jumping from building to building, switching back and forth, and she's, like, flying... She doesn't take fall damage.
She's just using the powers.
Yep.
Now.
And then,
which I mean,
she has flashbacks to earlier parts of the movie, like Descendants style. It's like, remember this movie you just watched? It's like, thanks, movie. Really appreciate that reminder.
The movie's not that long.
I wouldn't have gotten it. I wouldn't have gotten it if you didn't do it. It's only like an hour and 40 minutes, bro. It's like, yeah, I really needed that. Thank you.
Yep.
So then, yeah, the mom's like, how could she do this to her mother? And then her mom transforms. Her necklace breaks and she transforms, and then we cut away. And then May is falling from the Sky Dome ceiling into the audience.
Yeah.
And she, like, sees her friends and she, like, flies to them and then transforms when she lands.
And then transforms back.
No, when she flies, she transforms. And then she lands and transforms. Yeah. So, she's there at the concert, and it's like, yo, F the entrance fee.
Who needs to pay? Hey, look, we actually only needed $600, ladies.
Yeah.
That's it.
I could have snuck in. I could have just snuck in this
whole
time.
Didn't need
That's
to get into
such
it.
A weird thing about this movie. She just breaks in. Like, whatever. Who's going to stop me?
Who's going to stop a red panda? May I see?
Did you see that girl fall from the sky? She's dead.
Nah,
Mom.
Shut up. We're listening
She's dead.
To the music, baby.
No. The security guards, they're just like, bro, that kid is dead. Like, there's no... Should we find the body?
No.
And kind of just shuffle over.
No,
like,
I'm not doing the paperwork.
Like what's his name?
Tom.
Travis
no.
Scott.
Damn. Worst concert since Travis Scott. Dang.
Yeah, well, dang. This was before Travis Scott.
Yeah, it was. Dang.
There were no ambulances, bro.
So, yeah, she flies in. She apologizes to her... Well, it's actually... Yeah, she does apologize
she does
to
apologize.
Her friend. And then Miriam's all like, well, too little, too late. And then the Tamagotchi goes, boodoop, boodoop. And then the friends are all like, oh, you got to feed the Tamagotchi Bachi.
Nah. The friends are like, yeah, she's all talk. She's been feeding the Tamagotchi the whole time.
The
and
whole
Miriam's
time.
Like, no, shut up. That's not true. It's not because I like you or anything.
Yeah, it's not like you're my friend or anything. God. It's not like this little spat is going to ruin our friendship.
Yeah, so then they're all friends and stuff. And then out in the distance, they see Tyler at the concert.
Tyler's a townie. He's a four townie. He
like,
loves
yo,
Fortown.
You like four town? And he's like, no, what? I'm not here. I'm not Tyler. And then they run up to him and they hug him and they embrace him. They don't. Like, there's no judgment. They don't laugh
concert,
at him.
He's there with them.
He's
they're
there
all,
for the rest of the movie.
They're all crying together. They're best friends.
For the rest of the movie, they're a family.
Yep.
So, yeah, but then what happens is the boys go on stage and all the girls and Tyler cheer.
And then, cry.
Yeah, and then the mom breaks in, and you see her walking like a giant kaiju,
it's
dude.
It's a giant
like,
kaiju
past,
panda.
Past the CN Tower, my guy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then, yeah, goes to the Sky Dome, and she's looking for May. And then May, for some reason, says, Mom? And then it's like, now I know where you are. Shouldn't have said anything.
You put every child in here at risk.
Yes. And then the mom breaks in, almost kills the band. And she's like, you shouldn't have done that. You're my daughter, blah, 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 blah. And then basically what happens is everyone scatters because they see a giant panda.
Yeah.
And then May is transforming. And then it's like the aunties and everybody arrive. And it's like, yo, we got to do the ritual here in the Sky Dome.
Yeah.
And then it's like, where's your dad? And then he's running.
He's already making the circle.
It's so funny.
This man is on it.
I'm on it, bro. The whole Sky Dome.
Yo, it's such a good ending set.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
Me neither.
Yeah, something like this. A Sky Dome and the CN Towers in the background. And yeah, so May is fighting the mom while the mom is like arguing and they're just going back and forth about like, I want to be my own person. It's like, look, you got to do as I say. It's like, no, come on. Like, I lied. I did all these things. It's like, I'm sorry, I'm not perfect. And then she, like, headbutts her mom, and that knocks her out. And then it's like, oh, no.
But she headbutts her mom outside of the circle.
Yeah.
Thing.
And they've been trying to do this, the ritual, the chanting.
Yeah.
But it's like, louder, louder. It's not working. And it's like, the guy's like, oh, I need to get up higher, the shaman, with the sword so I can beam it. So then he's like, he's climbing the whole time.
The whole time.
That whole time, this man.
And it makes sense because
it's the
going up the Sky Dome takes about that long.
That's what's so funny about it.
It takes about that long. It takes
And he's not like young and spry either. When he gets to the top, he's panting.
But yeah, so everyone's chanting, but the chanting isn't working. It's too weak because, you know, it's the Sky Dome.
Yeah.
Five people are not going to fill up the Sky Dome with voices.
So then what happens is, and we both saw this coming, but not the way they did it.
Yes.
Over the chanting. I thought the chanting was going to be done, and it's like, oh, they're just going to get the boy band to do it, but no.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Miriam
starts,
she grabs a mic and she starts beatboxing. Yeah. and then the boy band comes in, and then they start singing.
Yeah.
And at some point off screen, Miriam gave them the oneer. And like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, gave him the 100. It's all like, look, man, please help my friend.
And then what happens is the grandma and the aunties, it's like, because May's like, oh, I got to bring my mom back in the circle, and she starts pulling.
She's not strong enough to pull a two-ton giant red panda into a circle
on
her own.
The grandma's like, oh, well.
Damned if I do, damned if I don't, right?
Them's the breaks. And she smashes her amulet that has her panda in it, and then she runs, and she's in her panda form, and she's, like, pulling the mom as well. And then all the aunties, they assemble, like, the Power Rangers, and they each throw down, like, a bracelet, a hairpin, earrings, like, different things. Like, two separate earrings, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, one half of the spirit was in one. Like, what's going on there?
You don't break both at the same time.
No.
Then end up being a weird amalgamation of half panda, half woman.
You know what happened? Before that, it was a necklace, but then it split in half. But the panda didn't get out because it was a perfect half, so she turned them into earrings. they look good, no? So then, and then they, like, transform into their panda forms, and they pull the mom in, and it's like, okay. And then the boys in motion are singing, and that works for the chant.
Yeah,
and then
as the guy said, it doesn't have to be anything from, like...
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you sing. It
just has to be on beat.
Everybody sing quickly. Girl, you working with some back, Make a brother spend his cash, his last hand.
After you back it up.
Work, drop it like it's hot. Okay. If I told you, there's like actually an idea I had for a show where it's like, we got to attract zombies to the school so we can kill them all.
Yeah.
It's like, but our school band only knows one song. We don't care. Just play whatever. And that's the song. Have them all walking. Bah, bah, bah. But anyway, what happens is, that works. They all end up in the Shadow Realm, Spirit Realm, and then it's
where
like...
first fight the first boss. Yep. Sifu. Yeah.
And then it's like, go through the portal, everybody, and then everybody goes, oh, wait, no, May sees her mom when her mom was a kid.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, are you my mom? And it's like, yeah, I have glasses just like you. It's like, but you never wear glasses. Weird, right? I guess I wear contacts then?
I guess when I'm 30, I put contacts in. I don't know.
So then while she's walking... she's turning into the older version of herself. And then it's like, mom, okay, yeah, we're all going through the portal. They see the auntie and the grandma. They go through the portal to get rid of their pandas. And the mom's like, all right, let's do this. Mom goes through, and then it's like, you know what? Hey, yo, it's your choice, man. You make the decision. And then it's like, okay, I'm going to keep the panda. It's like, are you sure, though? I don't think you should make your own decision. And then it's like, shut no, up, mom.
You don't know me, mom. Mom, shut up. Mom, look, you over there?
Just saying.
Mom, you over there?
Have you learned anything?
I'm over here.
I'm over here.
I need you to shut the hell up.
So then
I'm gonna be a panda.
The moon stops being red, and then the portal closes, and then May's still in the shadow realm. It's like, oh no, am I stuck? And then she turns to her great grandmother, and it's like, am I stuck like this forever? Like, does this suck?
Yeah.
And then the great grandmother just turns into a panda. Doesn't say a word.
Nope. Doesn't say if it sucks. Doesn't say or a not. Word. It's like, you made your choices, baby girl.
I guess you'll just have to find out.
Them's the breaks.
Yep. It'd be funny if it's like, no, you're stuck in the shadow realm forever. You're taking my place. That's the curse.
I get your body now, dummy.
Then she shows up. It's like, okay, first thing I want to do. And then she likes the music. Anyway. Yeah. And yeah, right before that, though, her mom turned to her. It's like, yo, you know, if you go through this portal, you don't have to be turning red anymore. I guess deep down, we're all turning red. That'd be funny if when they all turned into the pandas, like, we're all turning red.
Just to get the
just
title
put
in there.
I like when the title of anything is in it. So yeah, so then what happens is, you know, all big old happy ending. May keeps her panda. She's friends with her friends. She goes to the dojo, the Tuga dojo.
Yes.
And then it's like, okay, so narration's back because it's the epilogue. It's like, yeah, so everything's fine. The temple is great. We got to rebuild the sky dome. So we were opening the temple and I can turn into a panda so we can advertise that way. And we have a goal to raise $1 billion.
It's literally $1 million in damages. And like, it's really funny.
Everyone in town is just as dumb as those little kids who bought the same things over and over and over again. So we're going to be able to meet this goal.
Yep.
I hope you know that.
Yep. Oh my gosh. It's really funny that they destroyed the Sky Dome at the end of the movie because the Sky Dome is now called the Rogers Center.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like... So that's how it happened.
Oh, yeah. You remember that time, May 25th, 2002, back, you know, it was like 3 days after my birthday, Junior, where a giant red panda came out of the Sky Dome and broke it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not like completely, but like then it was under like construction.
Forever, too.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then when it came back, it wasn't the Sky Dome anymore. It was the Rogers Center. Crazy.
But yeah, overall, this movie's good. I liked it. I would like to see a sequel to this or a show. I don't know what you'd do. Just, I guess, like, maybe you can go into the background of the pandas, or just don't. You know what? It could work, and I hate doing this, but you could make a prequel about the mom.
You could.
Yeah. There seems to be stuff going on there.
Eh.
Yeah, you don't have to. That's the thing.
Yeah, honestly, give me a comic book.
Yeah. A comic book. Honestly, right? Just a slice of life comic. That could totally work. That could totally work.
But that's, like, just disjointed stories that don't really have any,
And, like, just put her through, like, just shenanigans, man. Like, or like, yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, there's a guy she likes. She wants to date him. Or, like, oh, it's her driving test for G2.
Yeah, but...
And she turns into a panda. Yeah. Or, like, road rage.
Yeah.
He's like, he cut me off.
Yeah, it'd be... there's a lot of... It'd be fun. I think that'd be really funny.
Yeah, they could do that.
Especially with the art style. Like, that little anime moments and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's good. It's such a good... It was a good movie, bro.
It's a good movie.
That was solid.
After the movie was done, I'm like, bro, remember when Disney movies sucked?
Yeah.
And it's like, we dreaded watching them. It's like, dude, this was good.
Yeah.
Good movie to start back with.
It's crazy.
Like I said, we're back.
We're back, baby. Season 2.
Season 2. Would you recommend Turning Red?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, same.
It would be great.
It's funny. I'd recommend it to a lot of people, too. Like, of all ages. Like, very different ages.
Yeah.
I feel like some parents could learn something from this movie.
It's wild because I wasn't expecting it to
be as
good.
Same. I thought this movie was going to be so mid.
All these people were telling us to watch it. I was it's going to be another one of those lame kid movies.
Because we've seen so many of them.
Yeah.
It's like, this one, I really liked it. If you want a rating, I'd give it an 8 out of 10.
Oh, okay.
There's parts... Yeah, screw the rating. Would you recommend? That's the ultimate question.
We recommend.
Thumbs up.
This movie.
This movie gets 2 thumbs up.
100%.
All right, 2 hairy red thumbs up.
My head. Mine's Mine's black.
Turning black.
I guess they could turn red.
Yeah, there is no cure.
Once you go black, you never go back. Am I right, my brother?